the use of antimicrobial is one of the threat to development nowadays. We see that more and more people, animals, they are using and utilizing antibiotics and antimicrobial without any control. And not having any control, the tendency is create resistance. And when we create resistance, we cannot cure. If you have some infections, if you have some diseases, they are resistance to antibiotics or also antimicrobial when we refer to animal and plant, and also how they are affecting the environment, meaning that they affect lives, they affect livelihoods, and they affect the life in the planet. And you can see how they are interlinked and how important they are to achieve the Sustainable Development Agenda.
So you were mentioning the Sustainable Development Agenda. It leads directly to the hunger eradication, which is really important for FAO and the UN. How FAO is fighting this problem today?
As you know, food is on the heart of FAO, and we are also committed to the Zero Hunger Challenge. Although we have this objective, we are still having 800 million people suffering from hunger and malnutrition. But now the challenge we have, we are having other face. I don't say hunger, but malnutrition. Because what we say nowadays, we need food, but we need healthy and nutritious food. But when I was referring to malnutrition, we have other elements, is obesity. Obesity now is becoming a problem of malnutrition. A problem is not only when we think about obesity, we think on the United States, we think on the developed countries. It's true that is mainly on those countries. But now, more and more in Africa and other regions, you can find in the same community group of people suffering from hunger, from malnutrition, but you can find people also suffering from obesity and bringing consequences to the health. Because when you talk about obesity, we are talking about diabetics, we are talking about hypertension, and those are very costly to the public health. We consider that zero hunger could be achieved in our generation, but is not a responsibility of the United Nations, it's a global responsibility.
We have this ocean conference coming in June in New York. Agriculture is a big part of your mandate, but fishing and ocean also is a big one. What kind of result do you expect from this conference?
We expect that we'll be having a declaration where the member countries are committed to sustainable use the aquatic resources. That will be all fighting to have a healthy oceans, non-polluted oceans, and we will be combating illegal and unregulated and unreported fisheries. You know that we have what we call the Port State Agreement. Is an agreement under the responsibility of FAO. We'll be having the first meeting of the parties beginning of June in Oslo. And also, more than that is on oceans, but when you talk about oceans, you have to think about people living on oceans and living from the oceans, especially the coastal community. They are suffering from the effects of climate change. The resources have been depleted, and they are losing their livelihoods. We have to support them. We have to ensure that they will be sustainably using those resources, will be assuring their livelihoods, and will be assuring a healthy oceans and a healthy environment for them.